what's up, party people? It's Jasmine Kane. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Fire, fire, fire to the ground. Hey, this is Chris Cowell with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Motorcycle Mayhem. This is Monday, October 30th, our Halloween show, as you can see.
Yeah.
Oh, you're scaring me.
I know. I'm supposed to be Rod. This is
Rod's not feeling well today.
Yeah, but we got these really awesome masks from Aaron. Aaron Wall, if you're there.
Yes.
They're actually really cool tactical masks, SA and company, SA company, SACO, whatever. So if you can't see mine, it's like, he's like smoking a cigar.
Well, I got to get rid of mine because I'm already dying over here.
Ah!
And the real mask is revealed. Ah, hello. How's everyone doing?
So much fucking fun with you.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was. I got to take this off because I don't need it either.
She's taking it off.
Ooh, I took it off early in the show. Bah! Maybe I should put it back on.
Jeez. So, how was your weekend?
I know. It was very good, except for that crazy-ass storm that we had.
Yeah. Yeah, we had bad weather, right?
Yeah, we did. Everybody did. All along the coast, Massachusetts. So, for all you guys, obviously, we're not going to have too many listeners tonight because of that. There are a lot of people still out with power.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what happened, man.
But it ended the leaf peeping early. Thank you, Mother Nature.
Yes.
Because that windstorm blew away all the leaves that were in, you know, full.
But you know what?
It's sick.
Now motorcycle riding for us over in this side of the United States has pretty much ended because the wet leaves are like ice out there, and there's no way you want to be riding in that. And I saw that North Carolina got hit with a really bad storm as well. And it gets cold there. They get snow, right? Not as much as we do, but it's the same thing. You know, motorcycle riding has come into an ending in all over the United States. That's why I want to move to Florida, but my lovely wife does not want to go.
Well, Florida's beautiful.
Yes, I know.
I want to move to Florida.
No,
I do.
Yeah, I mean, we can ride all year round.
All year round. Well, and the Carolinas too. Carolinas are beautiful.
Yes,
so
yes, I agree.
It doesn't get too hot there, and we like the Carolinas. Could you turn my headset on?
Up. Oh, hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Well, Rod is out today because his knee is hurting him. So there will not be a cigar porn review.
No,
today.
It's the end of the month. No cigar porn.
And Randy the Wrench is still feeling a little under the weather. He'll be back hopefully in the next week or two to come up. So what'd you do this weekend? Anything good?
Okay, that's three times you fucking asked me. I got laid, if you really want to know.
Well, I'm still trying to get out of here.
Not once, but like four freaking times. So it was good.
Oh, yeah?
And how about you?
I bet the dog's happy.
Yeah, the dog's happy.
This weekend I went to a Halloween party, and I was just dressed as a fucking whoopee cushion.
Yes.
I was a fucking whoopee cushion.
So he had an excuse to fart
exactly.
in public, basically.
I was able to fart whenever I wanted to. Oh, my God. But, you know, a lot of parties going on. So if you're riding, you know,
just be extra
tomorrow,
cautious.
Be real careful, man. A lot of drunks are out over the weekend.
Well, that was over the weekend.
I'm sure they'll be out tomorrow, tonight, too.
So did you see Wayne from Bike and Trash Nation?
Oh, great.
Oh, my God. The whole entire pre-Halloween stuff. I love how they get so totally into it. And he was Frankenstein, and the First Lady was beautiful. She was trying to look horrific, but she was not, as the bride of Frankenstein. No matter what she does, she still looks gorgeous. But I really loved the pre-Halloween party video when Wayne superimposed little cat ears and his ears were twitching.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
That is awesome.
I don't have that on my phone. I guess that's an iPhone-only thing.
I think it's a Facebook thing.
Is it a Facebook thing?
I think so, because it's a messenger. And then you can take it and go anywhere you want with that, you know?
Can we do that now on the iPad?
No, because...
And make us look stupid?
Because I'll unlock the iPad, will turn off or something.
All right, so we'll not touch it.
during our show. So you guys like our little Halloween decorations here? We got Rod.
Rod and a couple other dead guys.
Randy's over there.
Michael Harrison from roadcaptain.com sees the empty seat and is pissed that we didn't call him.
Well, we just found out. We got the call from Rod, but hey, if you want to get down here, man.
You know where it is.
You know where we are.
Come down. We're here till 10.
Yeah.
If you can be down here safely in 35 minutes or less.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, come on. Hey, if you want, man.
Come on down, Mike.
We want to know you. Because we have absolutely nothing to talk about now.
No, we do. We have a few things to talk about, but we're waiting. Well, Aaron's probably going to call in.
Okay. Thank you for the mask, though,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, Aaron, thank you. If you want to call in and give your review on the masks now that we're wearing them.
Oh, yeah. They do get hot, I will say.
Well, that means they look good.
Yeah, that's
and they'll protect you when if your face from the wind.
Right,
and they're really cool looking, and they have all these great designs. Well, and I totally forgot that it's SA Company, SNA or
SNA Company.
Tactical Gear.
Well, when he calls in, Aaron, give us a call.
Yeah, I'm really bad at. Well, I'm going to find the link for it because that's actually SA Company.
Anybody got any good motorcycle Halloween stories you'd like to share with us? We're right here. Give us a call. At 877-917-5263. We're just hanging out tonight, you know? It's just me and Margaret, and my lovely wife is back there. She will not sit with us because she doesn't want to get on camera. She don't like us. We smell. But
because we do smell.
Maybe we do.
Yeah, I got raped by a bunch of dogs before I came over here. I mean, according to you.
Oh, that's right. So, you said you got laid four times.
Yeah, four times. Right. So I did. No, but we have – there's a lot of things going on now that we're getting – close to the holidays, but you know, obviously, our favorite time of year is Halloween. We like Halloween, and thank God it's tomorrow.
I like Thanksgiving, actually.
Yeah, I know. That's when it's always about food.
Yeah, well.
But then, so yeah. So speaking of that, this weekend coming up is probably one of the biggest toy runs on Long Island.
Okay,
it's the Long Island Abate Toy Run to St. Mary's. I want to get that off the table now. Before John McDonald calls in. But it's Sunday at the Riverhead Elks Lodge on 1239 East Main Street in Riverhead. Just get there early. I think registration is from like 9 and kickstands are up at like 11-ish. But and then they ride. It's free.
What's the deal? You got to bring a toy or something?
Yes,
or
you have to bring a new unwrapped toy.
Yep.
You know, canned foods, food donations, and if you want to make a monetary donation, they will have a jar, you know, being passed around. And then also, if you can't make it to the event start and you can't participate in the ride, you can go to the end site because at the end it's great because the pastor comes out, he blesses all the motorcycles as they're coming in, the kids are waving the little signs, and then they supply everybody that participated with chili and sandwiches, and they make everything from scratch, and everybody just gathers all the toys off the sled.
You had me a chill.
Yeah, but they do. Abate does a really great job because they dress up the whole pickup truck like Santa's sled.
Okay.
And then, you know, they have somebody dressed up. Well, no, excuse me if there's any minors. Santa's helpers are there. Helping to distribute the toys to the good little girls and boys of St. Mary's.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and it's a great organization, and it's been ongoing for quite a long period of time. But go to liabate.org or longislandabate.com, either one. Just Google Long Island Abate. All the information is right there on their website. It is this Sunday. It's a not-to-miss event on this coast.
On this Sunday. All right. They're not trying to make that. I am now part of the debate, so I should try to get my ass down, huh?
Yeah, and the second Tuesday of every month is the meeting. So, yeah. Not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
I have an excuse, but you don't. You can go there. Go.
I will be there. John McDonald, I will be there. But anyway, also... What was I going to say? What else is going on? We got the Christmas party. You got going on too, the Full Throttle Christmas party.
That's That's Thursday, November 30th. It's a Thursday at 7 p.m. at 89 North.
Thursday.
Well, because the Wednesday wasn't available.
What about Saturday? Like, you know?
No.
I mean,
no, because what we do, because it's not just the actual Full Throttle. It's our Christmas party, But we're also collecting toys for our toy run.
Oh, okay.
That's going to happen on Sunday, December 3rd. And they raise money and collect toys at that event. So we have, you know, it's a big gathering.
Basically, this is the time of year where all of those organizations get together.
Mm-hmm.
And they all have toy runs. They have charity parties. They have Christmas parties.
Turkey runs, everything.
And I'm sure, you know what? If anybody out there has one in your neck of the woods you want to share with everybody, please give us a call. You know, I'll chime in because we'd like to talk about that. And we have a lot going on with that over here as well. And I'm sure there are so many.
Yeah, it's everywhere. As you get closer to the holidays, there are so many people that are less fortunate than us. And you don't have to go to everyone and feel you're obligated just because you get an event invite. If you can't make the events, I mean, because I send invites out to everybody like you do.
Right.
And if you can't make the event because, you know, you're committed to something else, just share it. Just share the events that are out on social media. Sharing it actually helps a lot more than not replying whether or not you can go or not. Don't feel bad. We understand everybody has hard times and things like that. But if you're on social media and you see an event that you think is really cool, share it.
Yeah,
just hit that little share button.
It's all about the children.
That's it. It's all about the kids and the people that need our help and the veterans and things like that. There's so many different things going on.
That's right. Sharing. This is by sharing it you're helping. You know, just share it away.
Yeah.
Share it away.
I know.
So I got my two little guys over here helping. They're sharing over here.
What are they sharing?
They're sharing coffee.
Oh, what kind of coffee is that?
I have Jasmine Cane's Coffin Coffee. I want to try this.
You haven't broken open that bag yet?
Not yet.
Can we do that tonight?
I might have to.
Maybe they can brew it for us at...
But check out Jasmine Cane, man. She's got some great music, too. If you're a biker and you go to these biker events, you got to know Jasmine Cane, right? So, and she makes good coffee, too. Jasmine Cane makes
it. It was the coffee or hot sauce. I don't know which one.
Oh, she's doing hot sauce, too.
She is doing hot sauce,
too? Yes, she's doing hot sauce as well.
I had no idea.
Yes, she is.
I did not know that.
She's doing hot sauce as well. And she's like, what was his name? Who makes the popcorn and shit?
Orville Redenbacher.
No, the actor who died.
Paul Newman.
She's like Paul Newman, you know?
I'm like, you said popcorn. I'm like, hey, Orville Redenbacher.
Hey, Jasmine, make us some popcorn and make us some soups and some salad dressings. Salad dressing, I don't know what the fuck I did that for. Whoa. Barbecue sauces.
Okay.
But, anyway, so here we are. It's a quiet night for us. It's just me and Margaret. All Hallows Eve,
so maybe I should, like, cast a spell on somebody.
Ooh, Wichita, Kansas. Mm-hmm. That's like a...
That's Aaron. It's Aaron.
Hello, you're on the air. Motorcycle Mayhem.
Well, good evening, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hello, how are you? Who do we got?
This is Aaron. How are you?
Hey, what's the same
thing? I told you I was psychic. You do not listen to me.
What's up, Aaron? How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Yourselves?
I'm doing real good.
We're doing great. Thank you. Finally, we got the masks.
Yes, we did. Thank you very much.
After all that craziness.
You're very welcome. Sorry it took so long. The company is down there in Florida, and they got evacuated the same day they were shipping and lost some shipments. And you know, I'll give them this. They were really easy to work with. I called them up, and they're like, yeah, we'll get them right out, and got them out to you guys again without any questions. So that was pretty cool then. So.
Yeah, that was. And
that's very cool.
And
I like that.
And then I had a delay in getting it, so... you know, that was my fault.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Next time I'll get purple paisley because I heard you like the paisley or the purple leopard. That's what it was.
The leopard. Yeah, I love leopards.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I definitely love leopard. Yeah, I'm.
And with this weather change, I may have to get the thermal ones. Apparently, they offer some heavy duty ones because it's a bit cold even where I'm at.
Oh, I can imagine.
Oh, they do have thermal ones. Well, this is pretty thin, but I gotta say.
It gets hot underneath there.
So even if I was to wear this like over the fleece one that I have, it definitely would probably offer a lot of wind protection, I think. Plus it's cool looking, you know. Well, this is rods
cool
with a cigar, but
you know what's going to happen? It's going to soak in with more snot and shit coming down, but you know.
It doesn't matter because that sucking snot. I just got a visual, Aaron, sorry. But
it happens,
though,
right?
And I don't know if you went out to their website, but you can wear those as like a headband, as a do-rag.
Yes.
They're really pretty versatile.
Excellent.
I threw a couple of them in my upper backpack on the bike, and you know, you just never know when you might need one. So
right, no, they're good. They're definitely a good, and they're easy enough to fit inside the inside pocket of your jacket, you know, things like that. So mm-hmm. it's good. Yeah, thank you so much again for
thank you.
I was trying Absolutely. To find the name of the company to drop it on the website, you know, on the feed for everybody so they could actually go in there. It's like SA Co Tactical or something, but I couldn't find their actual
website. I'll resend it.
Yeah, just drop it.
I can't send it on my phone. I'm on it.
So, oh, right. Well,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. And
I have to tell you, I was calling, you know, I was going to call in tonight with Rod for some cigar porn.
Okay.
So I won't burst the bubble since he's not there. I'm sorry he's under the weather, but I will add a little teaser. It is a special motorcycle line of cigars that Rod has lined up for us.
Okay.
And they're all motorcycle themed, which is kind of a rare thing in the cigar world.
Wow.
And they are fantastic. I can't wait to give you guys the full review. But that's just a teaser. I want Rod to be there to do his thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, Rod will definitely do that for sure.
Yeah, he'll be back next week.
And so I'm glad you guys are in, like, cahoots with each other and going through it so you guys can go back and forth, which is it's going to be an interesting show. But we'll save that for next Monday.
I just can't wait to hear what kind of porn spin he puts on that. So we'll
I'm sure he will do a good job. You know, no one,
and I'll add my 2 cents worth at the end. So
okay, nobody can describe a cigar like Rod. That's one thing he has.
I know.
You know, I actually caught one.
No,
I
think he's missed his calling.
Yeah, right? I think so too. I think he should do like recordings of that and put that out in the internet world. I think he'll do really good with it.
Rod Cigar Corner, something. He does a good job with it. He really does.
He does.
So you know.
He could definitely weave a good story around those cigars, and I'm sure he could even write those for some of the cigar magazines.
He probably could, yeah, and they would, yeah. That's his. I think that would be a good, second job for him.
Oh, really? Would be, yeah.
To write the reviews, you know, for
definitely.
For sure. So, Aaron, what's going on in Kansas?
You know, I'm glad you asked. I heard you mentioning all the shows, and this weekend, and I'm going to post it on Mayhem Radio, a link to it, but we're doing our annual toy run this Sunday.
Oh, you are?
And,
okay.
The Marines come out, and they sponsor it. We do a nice ride. It's just bring a toy. And I'm hoping, you know, in the past years, we've had well over 2,000 bikers show up for this.
Wow.
Nice.
And a large event. It starts at 9 in the morning at a baseball stadium, and we will fill the parking lot, I pretty much guarantee you. I believe last year they had 5 full-size U-Hauls packed with toys for the local area. So it's a big event for us, and it culminates. We do a ride. We'll ride about 15, 20 miles. They actually block off the streets here and let us ride to a local Coliseum. It's Hartman Arena here in Wichita. And it ends with a big chili feed and some raffles. Just a good time. And, you know, it's such a big outreach. The bikers reaching out to the community, helping the kids and things. So,
yeah,
it's a big event for us in this area.
Oh, excellent.
That's why I kind of like it as it gets closer to the holidays. Because of all the events that are charity-driven for in the biker community all across the country and, you know, all across the world. Everybody gets together. You know, gathering of the masses, whether it's, you know, 50 bikes to 2,000 bikes, every little bit helps to those that are less fortunate. And it's such a great, it's such a great thing to see and be a part of.
Yes.
I froze my butt off a few times.
Oh, me too.
You know, and it was well worth it.
Me
well
too.
Worth it.
I did that coming
back.
Oh,
absolutely.
Coming back from a run.
Mm-hmm.
It was so cold. I couldn't get my hands in my pockets, get my keys out of the house.
Oh, Jesus.
I just stood there like an asshole. I don't know what to do. But I finally got in, and it was a whole new level of cold I've never felt before. But, hey, Aaron.
I have done this ride in cold and in rain, but cross your fingers. This Sunday, we have a warm front pushing back up. It's, it's like 40 degrees here right now, but it's supposed to be 70 on Sunday and
Sunday.
Wow.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, but you know what?
We may have a good turnout. We usually get folks from Oklahoma even.
Wow.
They come up. It's a big deal in this area. So.
Oh, wow. Excellent. Aaron, let me ask you a question. What do you ride anyway?
I've got a Ultra Classic.
Oh, like that's a nice bike. That's gonna be definitely my
next
one.
I had a lowrider, and I went to Sturgis last year and decided I need to kind of upgrade a little bit. I wasn't going to ride it 2,000 miles. So.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, the Ultra is nice, and then you can get all those little extra added heated things.
Oh, yeah. You can do a lot with that bike.
Yeah.
You know
I thought heated handlebars were kind of overkill, mm-hmm. and I've always been a pretty, I don't know, I just ride in the wind, whatever I need to do. But I have turned those on, and I ride year-round, you know, unless there's just ice everywhere. And those heated handlebars are pretty darn nice. I'm not going to lie.
I
don't know if it's the age or what.
They have to be, yeah.
They are worth it.
Yeah, I mean, unless you have heated gear, you know. I don't ride in the winter like I used to, but I like to get some heated gear. I would ride all the time. You know, get the heated gloves, the heated jacket, the heated pants. My feet never get cold. I don't know why, but... You know, what the hell? So, what kind of weather?
That's good boots. That's what that is.
Yeah, that's good boots.
What kind of weather you got normally over there?
What do we do? What?
What kind of weather do you normally have over there this time of year?
You know, it ranges. This is the last part of October. It's generally in the highs are in the mid to upper 40s.
Okay.
You know, nights are in the upper 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're having tonight is about typical of October into November. But, you know, you mentioned the rain. There was one we did about 3 or 4 years ago, and it cut loose on the rain. And I literally pulled in. I wasn't sure I was going to be able to keep the bike on the road. It was just coming down in buckets. It wasn't horribly cold, but it was soaking wet. And, you know, I got stopped at a couple of lights coming back. And, of course, you know, there's no hope then. And I just pulled in the garage. I shut the garage door, and I just stripped right there. I'm water.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Everything's just coming out. But, you know, you do what you got to do. So
yeah, that's the worst feeling, man. That's why, you know what? You know, I used to like to ride everywhere as far as going someplace. Like, I rode from New York to Myrtle Beach. That's my longest run I ever did. And I got people, I know friends of mine that ride all over the country. My friend John McGrath,
mm-hmm.
right? Him and Michelle, they rode from here to Sturgis, Vegas. Oh, I mean, you know, they went everywhere on their bikes. That's the time, but I don't have the time to do that. So I trail a lot.
Right.
So one time we were all going to, I forgot where we were going. What's that one up on?
Laconia.
And they're talking about torrential rains. Like we had yesterday.
Right.
So I said, I'm not riding in that shit. There's no way. That's not fun. Just to say I rode there? No.
No.
I threw my bike in the trailer. I threw my bike in the trailer. We got there in 4 hours.
And as Michael Harrison called you earlier, pussy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? To me, I'd rather get there.
I know.
I don't really care.
You know what it is? We're older now, so we just don't do crazy things. But for those of you that still drive in all the weather, God bless you for doing it.
If I had time, I want to ride to Florida one of these years that we're always going.
Where you been? This is my second run. 20 years ago.
Good.
We went over to Arkansas. I went over there this last weekend, over near Bentonville. If you have a Walmart up there, that name should mean something to you.
Right.
And I went to a visitor center there, and I discovered they have a Ride the Ozarks program that they even have a pass for if you go and hit all the stops along in the Ozark Mountains. And the foliage right now is fantastic. I kind of like, I've always wanted to go up and ride the bridges up there. Up in upstate and go up to upstate New York and ride around there at the right time of year. But I haven't got that far and had that kind of time yet. I'm like you, I'd like to have more time to do it. But
yeah, that's my thing, man.
You got to work and pay the bills somewhere.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what it's all about. You know, but, you know, hey, if you can do it, man, more power to you. I don't have the time. That's why I
crazy
just
stuff.
Go.
Yep.
But Aaron, anything you want to, what did you do?
What?
Anything you want to talk about? Anything you want to discuss with the... What does he normally do for us?
He calls in and talks to Rod all the time about cigars.
Well, we got nothing going on with Rod, so... I guess there's nothing to
that. No, and Aaron actually was instrumental in getting the part that guy Sparky needed for that little girl, too, with that car. Have you guys been keeping in touch with each other since that time, Aaron? Didn't you get a part for that little girl that was building a car or something?
I don't think it was that.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that, but that was really cool. There were a couple of guys that were offering to source some parts for her to rebuild that. And I love old cars, too. I've got a 65 Mustang I'm restoring. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's that's right up my alley. That struck a chord with me, too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought that was cool. Everybody was chiming in on it, so I just thought, yeah, a lot of people got involved in that. So we hopefully we'll get some updates with that.
No, that's
Aaron just likes our show, Johnny.
It does.
Well, Rod's not here, and Randy's still not feeling too well. So Randy the Wrench, you know, he'll probably chime in online on the feed.
Yeah, yeah. Randy,
but
I'm in.
I think we have to.
You know, I was going to ask, I need to know batteries. My gosh, I don't know about any of the rest of them, but my bike seems to eat a battery once a year.
Really?
I'm getting tired of replacing those things.
So what do you do when you...
I figured maybe he'd have some good advice.
Well, his last advice that he gave was to keep the battery on a trickle charge.
Yes, all the time.
Do you do that?
I do. I have a battery maintainer.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought a higher-end one that was supposed to automatically a float charger. It seems like still I get about a year, year and a half of it. They just go past the warranty and just die.
That's
really
strange. And it's a sealed battery. It's sealed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So it's sealed in the weather conditions.
They're not cheap. No,
they're not. I spent $150 for a battery.
A lot of money.
That is a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And they only warranty it for what, a year?
I think they need to go to a bigger battery for these bikes. I think that's part of the problem. I mean, this bike's got a radio and those heated hand grips. I probably tax it a little too much
because
I might crank the radio up a little bit when I'm out cruising. I don't know. You know, it just happens.
Could be, but they have to have an add-on battery or a larger battery to compensate for it. But I am not a mechanic. And I'm sure if you had a bad ground or something, too, things could be left on that you aren't aware of. You know, like when you leave that stupid little charger thing in your car.
Yep, yep.
So something could be draining the battery when it's off and it's not off. So, you know. What year's your Ultra?
It's a 2007.
Yeah, so it's an older bike. I would message Randy.
Yeah, it's a little older.
Yeah, I would message Randy.
Yes,
you know, probably
definitely.
Go to Randy the Wrench's page and message him because he might be able to give you some tips on the older bikes that might have been
absolutely.
Something, you know, that's draining the battery.
He definitely could help.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to let you
go. Well,
you know,
that alarm system's always on. All right. Well, hey, you guys have a great night.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thanks for everything.
Okay.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks again.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, bye.
We had Red Wolf calling in, so we're going to give Red Wolf a call back. My voice is still shot from last week.
Yeah, your voice is shot all the time. You just talk too much. That's your problem.
Oh, man.
So while we're waiting, you're calling Red Wolf now?
I'm calling the Red Wolf.
He is the Halloween master.
Oh, man, the guy's great.
I love what he does to his whole house.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Red Wolf. How are you, sir?
What's up, baby?
Sorry, we were on the other line when you called.
Yeah, you know what? I'm traveling cross country from Texas back to Jersey.
Okay.
I'm in cousin fucking heaven right now. I'm in West Virginia.
Yay!
And let me tell you, I haven't heard the expression Uncle Pa so many times in my fucking life as I did here.
I know. I was watching all your goddamn memes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. You were posting those damn memes. Oh, my God.
Hey, listen. I got my lawyers here with me.
You do?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, three flesh-eating Jews, and they said you got to stop doing peace.
I can do the peace. I can do peace. I've always do the peace sign. I just don't say the word peace and kiss. That's you.
I take it as a flattery. Peace away, baby.
Because he's got nothing, Red. He's got absolutely nothing, so he's got to steal other people's shit.
You see me going around getting fucking barbecue grease on everything? No.
No. But no, if you really want to imitate Johnny, you have to eat barbecue with a fork. And that to me is blasphemy. So don't even go there.
You know what's so funny, man? When I did that, I'm like, I'm stealing a Red's fucking thing here.
No, don't do it. No,
you know, I'm surprised the Wolfpack didn't get all over you for that.
I'm not stealing it. But I said, I'm like, oh shit, I'm stealing it.
You're
not
stealing it.
But
you're
I said,
all right,
it. I'll just do it. No, I'll just do it again. Just did it again.
And did it again.
So it's habit forming, ain't it?
It's totally. So listen, how long does it take you to decorate your house for Halloween?
It takes 1 month. I start October 1st, and I'm usually putting the last piece out by the 31st.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot.
That's a lot of crazy
stuff.
You
know what? That's because I make my own stuff. Right. I make my own props. And
is it as scary as our studio?
It's a lot scarier.
You know what? I was just watching you online. What is Randy the Wrench, the Invisible Man today?
Randy the Wrench
is that
sick.
His costume?
Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, Rod, that's Rod.
This is Rod. And then Randy's over there. Don't talk to him. He's not feeling very good at all.
Hey, that's Rod over there. When he says that his ex-wife took everything, he meant everything.
Took the skin off his back.
Everything.
That's right. Left him with his bones.
So now, tomorrow right, guys, is I'm at... I'm gonna, don't leave yet. I want to know what you decorate. You're going to go trick-or-treating as tomorrow with your boy.
If I ever make it back, I'll have both my boys, and we're going to go out trick-or-treating.
Yeah, but what are you going as, yourself?
But at this rate, it's going to take me a month to get back to Jersey.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're in West Virginia.
I'm stopping everywhere.
Well, that's great, though. God. I mean, shit, if you can, man.
No, that's good. Do it.
Shit, yeah. I love stopping. I love talking to people, interviewing them. You know, it's I'm having a good time.
You have great videos. You really do.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
And we'll keep sharing them. You have a great night, Red, and thank you so much for calling in, as always.
Be careful.
Love you guys.
There. Love you, man. Be careful out there, Red.
Always. That's my middle name.
All right.
Hey, Red. Careful.
Hey, Red, this is for you.
Oh, you fucking did it.
Yeah, baby. Peace.
Peace. Later, brother.
Good night. Oh, my God, that was so great.
Oh, he's funny.
Stop stealing other people's shtick.
Hey, you know, I didn't mean to. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
You did mean to. No, but but he really does go all out on his Halloween decorations.
Yeah, that's awesome. Hey, you know what I'm thinking about doing?
Uh-oh.
Check this out. I thought about this all weekend.
What?
I'm going to put a strip pole in the back of my motorcycle.
No, you're not, because that's Johnny Lang's thing.
What are you talking about?
Johnny Lang.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Strip Club
Chavez. I started that. Strip Club Chubs. Johnny Lang is having a good time down there in
Panama.
Panama City.
So it was
Geneva. Yes.
So were Skid Row and Tony Lentini. And everybody we know was down there except for us.
Yes.
Because next we were year. In Biketoberfest. And
we will be there next year.
Yeah, I think we'll make this a permanent job for us.
Yes. We'll be in Panama City with Johnny Lang next year.
Yeah, we are. And, yeah, that one. Oh, and then we have the Jacob Javits Show.
Yes.
That's coming up in December 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. I'll be there with my day job for Motorcycle Mike Levine, Motorcycle Mike Esquire.
Is Shorty Smith?
What?
I don't know. Yeah.
No, it's not. But you look for the motor. I'll be wearing the beautiful shirt redesigned by CNS Design. Go to cnsapparel.com, and you too can have shirts like the ones they made for Motorcycle Mayhem Radio and for Motorcycle Mike Esquire. Mm-hmm. But I'll have a booth there for my day job, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Speaking of which, if somebody wants to buy a Motorcycle Mayhem Radio shirt, how would they do it?
They don't, yes. I didn't make the store. I have to finish that. One of my many things I have to do, just send us a message.
Yes.
And I can bill them through PayPal. Real easy. We have a legitimate PayPal account.
Yes.
Just send me an email, media@mayhemradioshow.com, if you're interested, or message us on Facebook, because I handle that.
Unless we have the money, then we'll just send them one.
Yeah, if they want to
purchase
a shirt, we'll ship it in the United States.
There you go.
We have some left. But actually, CNS Design is going to be creating our line on his website.
Right.
Right. And people can actually purchase directly from there.
Okay.
And he has some awesome deals for anybody that's doing groups or charity events or things like that and needs shirts for their events. They start at $3.95 each.
That's not bad at all.
And that includes what is that? The screen print.
Okay.
You know, so it starts that. I think you have to have a good amount of minimum quantity for that. But he ships everywhere in the United States, and he does really good quality work. And you felt our shirts.
Oh, yeah. They're nice.
Right?
They're comfortable, I think.
Yeah.
Comfortable as shit.
And that was that's like medium grade. That's not even like top of the line. I mean, you can actually wear our shirts right from the get-go.
Yeah, true.
You know, like most shirts that it would have to wash.
Yeah, exactly. More.
Oh,
$15. They're $15 a shirt.
Includes shipping and all of that good stuff.
Exactly.
So you just send us an email or a private message us on our Facebook page, and they make lovely Christmas gifts.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Real simple. Just, you know, it's got a logo, and it's a two-wheel thing on the back. And the only color we have is black, so.
Right now, black. But we're going to get a lot of other stuff. We're going to get shirts, hats, all that good shit.
It'll get there.
Yeah, you know, we're going to get it all. We're going to get our name out there. It's a two-wheel thing. And
your name's already out there. I don't know about the radio show.
Yeah, I'm in Facebook jail left and right.
Yeah, I know.
As far as I'm not in it
you
tonight.
And half of our fans are still in Facebook jail.
Oh, my God.
I keep getting new friend requests from friends that have already been, it's a Facebook thing, you know.
Yeah, so.
But always, if you ever, ever lose our live feed, always revert back to the website because the audio will be playing on our player. So go to MotorcycleMayhemRadio.com and you will be able to listen to us, at least listen to us there. And you can also download the what is it? TuneIn app. That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
The TuneIn app. Go to TuneIn and download the app, and you can listen to us live on the go on your phones as well. If you can't get us through the radio show because it requires whatever it requires.
Right.
But yeah. But TuneIn, do there, and we're working on getting us uploaded onto iHeartRadio.
We have Mr. Johnny Lang calling in.
Nice.
Mr. Johnny Lang, how are you, sir?
I'm good, buddy. I just got home back to the Hacienda from the Panama City Beach Rally.
How was that one?
It was good. It was really, really good.
You look like you had a good time at that one.
Yeah, we did well. I was running one location, and my guy Paulie and Betty Joanna were running the other retail location, so it went really well.
Excellent, man. Glad to hear it, man. I got to tell you, Margaret, right? Is this guy an awesome man? When I met Johnny,
mm-hmm.
You are definitely a great guy, and you know what you're doing out there. And I'm proud to say I know you, sir.
Well, it's my pleasure to have you guys down there.
Thank you.
And, you know, we really, really had a, you know, I think it went pretty smoothly. We got some people in there for some interviews with you. And,
yeah.
I know that people enjoyed coming. I got some good feedback from everybody. And,
excellent.
And, you know, we want to just continue to have that, you know, that type of environment and that type of stuff grow for 2018, you know.
No shit, yeah.
Take it to the next level, you know.
Yeah, we're looking forward to coming down to Panama City down in May.
Yep.
Right? And, you know, see what take it from there.
What weekend is that? What are the days for May? Do you know them offhand, Johnny?
No, I have no clue.
Okay.
I know it's a...
You sound so exhausted. You have got to be the hardest working man.
I do work hard. And,
yeah.
You know, I have a lot of good people out there in the industry that I know, you guys included. And, you know, a lot of help, a lot of good stuff coming for 2018. We're adding another motorcycle show series, the House of Choppers. We're going to start doing some chopper shows along with the bagger shows.
Yes.
Johnny Mac's Chopper House up there in Philadelphia, and Jack from Biker Picks Magazine, where those guys are good friends of mine, so they want to add that component in. So mm-hmm. We're working on some details for that. So
excellent.
We'll get some more information on that. We want to kick that off in Daytona at Bike Week, and so we're excited about that. But, you know, all this stuff, you know, that I work on, it doesn't happen by magic. You know, there's a lot of planning and a lot of good people out there in the industry working with me on stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
and I've been very fortunate to, you know, to be able to pull some stuff together. So we're looking forward to some new stuff in 2018 and certainly having you guys involved. Is a key component in our success. So
thank
excellent.
You. Yeah, we appreciate all the support too.
You know what? I gotta say one thing. I put out my thank yous last week to Johnny Lang and mm-hmm. everybody, Michael Ullman, everybody was with us. I forgot one guy, and that guy breaks his ass. That's Paulie, right?
Oh yeah. My lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That guy.
He's the hardest. You think I work hard? He works hard equally, if not more than me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I give a shout out to Paulie, man.
Yeah, he's actually on his way. He went from Panama City. He went. He was stopping in New Orleans for Halloween,
right.
And he was going to Galveston to work the rally there. Not for me, but for some friends of ours.
Wow.
So he's a busy guy, and
yeah.
He is. He allows me to, you know, do stuff because I can, you know, give him, you know, a project or give him a job, and you know, I know it's getting done. And, right. You know, he's been working with me on and off for over 10 years.
Wow.
And, you know, he's great. He does a really good job. He's honest. He's conscientious. You know, he's the type of guy that, you know, he solves problems before I even know they exist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Wow.
It's, yeah.
That's a hard thing to find.
Wow.
I've had some other guys like that. You know, my guy up in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, that franchise up there, Billy.
Right.
He's like that. And, you know, when you find guys like that, you know, they're just, you know, invaluable assets, you know.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I've been very fortunate to have some people like that around me.
Yes, definitely, man. Good for you, man. That's awesome. He's a great guy. And like I said, I keep forgetting to thank him because he helped us out a lot, too, you know, down there. So, Johnny, we'll let you go get some rest. You sound tired.
I am tired. I'm exhausted, to be honest with you.
Thank you. Enjoy the next few days off, I guess. Or how long are you going to be?
I mean, I'm off the road until bike week in March. But,
oh.
You know, I don't ever stop working.
No, that's true. That's true.
We actually have our big, be honest with you, right, but like in a week and a half, our retail season starts for Christmas, to be honest with you.
Right.
So I'm working on some retail specials for Christmas, and so we'll get those out to all our Motorcycle Mayhem listeners. We'll give them the first crack at all that stuff.
Excellent.
So. All right, cool. That would be great. We'll share that special, the Christmas specials. I love those women's shirts, the plaid shirts that you made. Those are great. And the guys did the
that.
Yeah.
But you guys have a great show, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay.
Okay,
thank
Johnny.
You
thank
so
you.
Much.
You have a wonderful night.
Okay, guys.
Take care, man. Bye bye. Wow, he's a busy guy.
I admire this man to see him working firsthand. And you're right. And Paulie, we got to meet Paulie.
Right.
Down there at the Boot Hill Saloon property.
Right.
On Ormond Beach, that it was fabulous. The people that are down there just to make any of these biker events, the behind the scenes people run as well as everybody seems to think they run.
Right.
There's a lot of things that happen behind the scenes that nobody is aware of.
Right.
But for the people that are visiting, it's all about them having a good time, and as long as things run smoothly.
But you got to remember, it's not just about, you know, Johnny pulling up there with his truck and setting up tents. There was a hurricane that hit a week before.
I know.
And there's a lot of trees on that property that
yeah.
were down, and the branches, the broken spoke was closed.
Yeah.
You didn't see all the branches that were inside that place that were down.
Yeah, well, there was a lot of damage. The loop was underwater.
Yeah, yeah. This guy cleaned this place up and got it ready, right?
Mm-hmm.
Him and then, what was the girl's name? PJ? Oh, BJ? Okay. They cleaned out that garage for us. And it wasn't just sitting there waiting for us. So, you know what? You guys rule, man. We love you guys. This is why we always will stand behind Strip Club Choppers.
That's right.
And check them out for every event you go to. They will be there. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I got to ride on the bike. Jealous?
Yeah. Michelle was saying that... She just got back with Michael also, too. I forgot that Michael Allman had played at the Lucky 13 in Panama Beach.
That's right, he did.
So hopefully he'll be able to call in. And for those of you in the beginning of the feed, if you scroll up, I dropped a link there, too, for Frosty's Biker Cruise. That's also happening in May in 2018. Michael Allman, Jasmine Keane, and I forgot the other dude that's playing. But it's supposed to – it's an exclusive, very affordable – it's like it's under $1,700 for two people.
Right.
For, you know, the 3 days. And I believe Lisa had said like the first 175 people that leave deposits will get unlimited drinks for the whole entire cruise.
Where do we sign up for that?
Yeah, exactly. Because on cruise ships, regardless, you can buy like a, you know, an alcohol package. This for you'll be able to drink from the minute you leave port till you dock.
That could be scary.
I know. Mean,
that could be really scary.
But think about it. 3 days on a cruise ship, awesome music, great people. It's like a private
party,
show
yep.
with all the same people. It's you know, limited. That whole section of the ship is dedicated to Michael Allman and Jasmine Keane. You get to hang out with everybody. and things like that. So definitely check it out. I dropped a link on there, and it's all good.
Well, you know what? Can you imagine being on a boat with Michael Lundman? I would get in trouble with him. Me and him get in trouble.
Yeah.
My wife would be mad at me. You didn't come home for 2 days.
Blah, 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 Okay.
I do want to say something about Michael Lundman, though, if you don't mind.
No, go right ahead.
He actually, the way he writes his songs and plays his songs and he plays his dad's songs and stuff, he actually is making his own way of music. Like I'm a heavy metal guy.
Right.
Okay, I love heavy metal. I was never a big southern rock guy, but I love his songs. And he's actually carving his own way into history on his own with his new music that he has out. It's fucking awesome.
Right.
I don't know if he wants me to play it because I usually want...
No.
Well, I'll wait for him to tell me.
Yeah, if he calls in,
but
we can do it.
You know what? He's definitely making a name for himself that's awesome. And you know what? Keep it up, Michael, man. If you're listening, you rock, man.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely rocks. So what else you got going on?
I was checking out John Frew. Didn't call, but there's a turkey
run.
The turkey rod run.
That looks cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. Is it in Daytona?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's November 23rd through the 26th, 2017.
Now, how great would it be? You see the turkeys running down the street, man. You see me chasing them.
Yeah, but I'm looking at something else. It just says turkey run. It says car show, swap meet, and car corral. I don't know if that's it. That's not the turkey.
John
Frew,
give us a call.
I don't know if that's the turkey rod run. Hold on a minute. I'm looking
turkey
for it.
Turkey run Daytona Beach?
Yeah, I'm looking at Daytona turkey rod run. Hold on. Let me see if it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's at Daytona International Speedway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when the heck is that? Oh, my God. Look at that Cadillac.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, anybody have any good stories they want to share with us? We started the show out. Want everyone to share their lives with us, basically. Their rides, their pitches, your experiences, a good barbecue place, a good cigar.
Right.
We are here. We want you to be able to get your voice out there and tell everybody what you do for fun as far as riding.
Right.
Right? This show is like a breakthrough, a main. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's all tired.
You are. You are really tired.
But anyway.
We should go to commercial break right now because I want to see if I can get Paul and or Ida to call in.
Oh, okay.
Because they are out touring the world on motorcycles and living the dream. It's going to take them, they said, what, like 2 years?
Two years.
To finish this?
But that's got to be one tough thing to do, man.
I know.
I mean, think about it. You're on your motorcycle. There's no place like... Go in your car, roll the windows up, you know? You ain't doing that. So, wow, that's bad news. All right, let me see here. Oh, let me take a look. Okay, we can do this. We'll be right back after these messages.
Thank you.
Hi, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. Be sure to view Strip Club Choppers, full line of men's and women's motorcycle clothing and accessories, coming to a motorcycle rally near you. New for 2017 is the Strip Club Baggers clothing line. Check out their website at stripclubchoppers.com.
Hey guys, this is Rod from Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. You know, it's that time of the year again, guys. Bikes are all checked out. Your buds are all contacted. The ride is about to begin. You got that perfect cigar? If not, head over to Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco in Medford, New York. Cruise on over to Goodfellas Cigars and find that cigar for your life. Or stick around and enjoy the relaxing atmosphere in their lounge with plenty of room for everybody to hang. Guys, check them out. Goodfellas Cigar and Fine Tobacco. Open every day, 9 a.m. They're located at 2215 Route 112, Medford, New York. Their phone number is 1-631-714-5900. Or check them out on the web, goodfellascigarsny.com.
I've been riding these Long Island roads for over three decades now. had a lot of different bikes, met a lot of riders, managed to love every minute of it. That is, until I came across a driver who wasn't paying attention. Or even worse, driving like I didn't exist. Like you, I've seen my share of the tragic results of motorcycle accidents. I know what to do in the aftermath. I'm Mike Levine Esquire, and I'm one of you.
Get a lawyer who shares the road with you. Motorcycle Mike's your man.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Wayne Penix from Biker Trash Nation.
And the First Lady.
You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, this is Chris Cowan with Cycle Source Magazine. You're listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
That's right. You are listening to Motorcycle Mayhem Radio. And this shitty voice that I have. I think my voice will get better sooner or later.
Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
So, Chris Cowan's doing a lot of awesome things with Cycle Source Magazine lately. He's got this contest going on. Mm-hmm. In addition to us waiting for the announcement of who won that Twisted Tea Chopper.
I won.
No, you did not. November 11th on Veterans Day of all days is when they're making the announcement.
November 11th?
Yeah, November 11th.
Now, what are you going to do if I win that, buddy?
Nothing. I'm going to watch. I'm going to laugh my ass off when your fat self is sitting on it and you hit your first bump. Ba-bam!
Dawn's going to take over that bike.
That's going to be Dawn's bike. Yes. And you would actually let her learn how to ride that thing. No.
No.
No, you wouldn't. You would not.
No.
But anyway, so Cycle Source Magazine is doing their Source Pinup Contest. Choose the best pinup of the year from the entire year. You know, my good friend Mark V did all of those shots. But they're choosing one all-around favorite.
Okay.
So if you go to Cycle Source's Facebook page, it's at Cycle Source Mag. And you'll see they have the post up there for the pinups, and then November 4th they're going to announce the winner of the $10,000 check presented by Lucas Oil from the Lone Star Rally in Motion that okay. Chris has been doing. So go there too and check that out. $10,000, man, to
hey,
one
man.
One lucky. You know, fabricators. So I think it's great.
Sure, man.
He's doing
a lot.
And he's reposting a whole bunch of previous articles. And there was one in particular that I actually shared earlier that I wanted everybody to read about one of the paint, the artist guys that's doing motorcycle paint jobs.
You are on the air, Motorcycle Mayhem Radio.
Hey, Johnny, it's Paul.
What's up, Paul? How are you, sir?
Calling you from a river in Mexico.
A river?
A river in Mexico. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we've down by the river, we set up camp.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And did some laundry. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, man.
Oh, Ida must be loving it, doing your laundry.
Do you, Mark, do you have Ida's Facebook page?
Yeah, let me get up there. Hold on 1 second.
See the video we just posted.
All right, I'll try and I'm going to share it on our feed. Oh, let me get to Ida.
I tagged you.
Well, yeah, tagging me is not going to do anything. I multitask. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
oh, wait. Wants to connect with me 3 minutes ago.
I tried.
I know. I have to accept. I know. I don't know who this guy Barry is. All these people want me. I don't understand this. Hold on a minute. Let me just get to Ida Valenti's page. Hold on a second. Because I want to get the video. Hold on. There she is. Hold on a second. I got to get there. All right. So one man's trash is this dog's bed. That's the only video I see. I mean,
all right.
The post
then go to
I
my
see.
Page.
Hold on a minute.
All right. Sorry. I thought I tagged her in it.
All right. Hold on.
Oh, while cleaning the clothes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On the rock?
That's it.
On the rock.
It's
yep. On Paul's
on the
page.
Rock.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so old school.
That's what she said. Old school. Hang on a second.
That's the way they used to do it back in the day. That's the way
that's right.
That's the way my mother did it. Everybody.
Wow, look at that blue water. Is that blue water?
That's
isn't that incredible? We're gonna sleep right next to that tonight.
Oh, I can't believe you are so lucky right now. I mean, I would.
Yeah, we are.
I wouldn't mind doing that. I mean,
come on over.
I know.
We'll be right there.
We'll fly down. I'm posting the link to your video on our feed on the on the Mayhem
awesome.
On the show page. Wow. I really got to thank you guys for, you know, taking the time out of what you're doing and touring just, you know, to drop us a line and let us know how you guys are. Wow,
gorgeous.
Look at that view.
We are definitely trying and we love you guys, and it's sometimes it's hard with the internet and the Wi-Fi and the signal and all that craziness.
Right.
But you know, even though we're camping by a river doing our wash in the water, we still have service, which is kind of weird, right?
It is strange. It really is. And we're going to try and figure out how to actually, one of these days, we kind of figured out with the iPad, you can't do it. But when we do go live on the phone, we'll do it and we'll set it up with you where we know you have internet,
right,
where you guys will invite you to join the feed live.
Yeah.
And then you can do Facebook Live with us live, and it'll be like a side-by-side kind of thing. It's actually
awesome,
a really cool feature that they have, but you just can't do it on the iPad for some reason.
Yeah, well, we don't have an iPad anyway. We have
a phone.
I have an iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Paul has a Samsung, I think, or some Google. He has a Google phone, so it's kind of
weird.
That's
all right.
But
that'll actually work, because then we'll go live on my phone on the Samsung. I think it works better with the Androids than it does with the iPhone. Like, it can only be like iPhone to iPhone or Android to Android, so whichever one it is. But we're going to test it out.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, because
then
people can see where you are.
Right.
You know, we're always in this boring studio, but you're in these awesome places.
Yeah, what part of Mexico are you in?
Yeah. We are not too far from Veracruz, right, Paul? Yeah, 100 miles north of Mexico City. We actually, yesterday, we went just north of Mexico City are these really awesome pyramids.
Right.
And that's what we visited yesterday. It's like the Pyramid of the Sun and the Pyramid of the Moon.
Wow.
And the Avenue of the Dead. There's like three, it's the third highest pyramid in the world. It was really freaking awesome.
Wow.
So yeah, I'll be posting those photos once I get service, which I can't right now. But once we get to some kind of civilization, I'll be posting those and showing everybody. But yeah, it was really an awesome experience. So
unbelievable. Yeah. So how long are you going to be camping by the river? Is this just like an overnight thing, or, you know, you're going to
We might stay here two nights. Yeah, because there's some thermals here. There's some waterfalls, and we pulled in, I guess, around 5:30. It gets dark here around 6:30, 6:30. So we're in the mountains. So it's kind of, once the sun goes behind the mountain, you have to kind of hurry up and get your stuff done, or else you're going to be in the pitch dark. But yeah, so we might be here tomorrow. It depends on what kind of footage we're going to get here and what we can explore, because we're going to be doing it by foot. We only planned on staying one night near the pyramids. We ended up staying two nights because it was just so beautiful. You had to walk around and just see the whole area.
Right.
It was unbelievable. So
sounds like you're stealing right next to us, right?
It's funny that we don't plan any of this stuff. We stop and we talk to local people, you know, on our daily, you know, whatever, you go to a store or you stop to get gas and you start talking to people, because they'll approach you. They see the bikes, so they're very interested. And you start talking and you ask them, look, what's around here that we can go see? And both of these places were told, you know, by locals to just, hey, go look at this and go look at that. And
And
it was two different people at two different spots. And it's awesome. It's kind of cool to take the trip and plan things out. Like, we definitely want to see certain things on this trip.
Right.
But when you stop and talk to the locals, it's amazing. They are just a wealth of knowledge. They'll tell you where to eat. You know, they'll tell you where to stop. They'll tell you where not to stop.
Yeah.
That's the important part.
Yep.
Yeah, do not stop in this town. Go two towns over. Stay there. You know, like, people are generally, they're just really nice.
Right.
A lot on the news is just, like, hyped up about, you know, all this craziness and drug lords. But the people, they want nothing to do with things like that. They're just really good people.
That's
so
good. Yeah.
Right.
That's how we've been getting around and finding. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How about the weather? How's the weather been treating you?
We haven't had rain yet since I think the last time we had rain was Washington State.
Really?
Washington and Oregon. Yeah, we haven't had rain in a long time, and we're really happy about that. Sometimes we wish it rained because we were so damn hot, But we haven't gotten any rain, thank God, which is, you know, it's awesome when you're on a bike not to get rain.
Oh, yes.
So I think there's a couple of days in the forecast, but we move around so much that most likely by the time we get to wherever, it won't be raining anymore, or, you know, it'll rain the day before and we'll miss it. But, yeah, we're looking forward to the Day of the Dead.
Okay.
Which is, you know, they don't celebrate Halloween down here. They celebrate the Day of the Dead.
Wow.
So that's November 2nd. So we'll be in Veracruz for that. And we're hoping to, you know, photograph and just experience the whole thing. So it should be really cool.
So how do they say that in Spanish? What is it? The Dia de Muertos or something?
Dia de los Muertos.
That's it.
Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, whatever you just said.
Yeah. De los muertos.
Los muertos. I'll get that. Yeah.
Sí. They actually. Claro, está bien, está bien.
Yeah. No comprende en español. But anyway, they have this new. I just saw it. It's silly. I want to go see it. I mean, this has got nothing to do with motorcycles or anything, but it has to do with the Los Muertos thing. Pixar came out with it just in time for the season, I guess.
A celebration of
that, so that it looks very interesting. Yes, but I would like to celebrate that better than Halloween, I think.
Sure.
Because it has more spiritual meaning.
Yeah,
they're celebrating the lives of their ancestors, and you know, that's what it's about. It's not really celebrating the dead. It's about celebrating the life of the people that have passed. Yeah, so
yeah.
It's, you know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with you.
Do they have candy?
So how was the show? How are you guys doing with the show? I mean, I haven't been watching anything or keeping up with much. We try to, you know, find out, oh, it's Monday. Let's check what's going on. And then, you know, we either have service or we don't. But you guys are getting a lot of, you know, following and what's going on. You guys are exploding.
We just went to Daytona.
That's awesome.
We were just down to Daytona for Biketoberfest. So it was great. We had a lot of people that came over. We did some interviews, because of Johnny Lang from Strip Club Choppers. And then prior to the Daytona thing, we were down in
Port Richey
with Michael Allman doing a live show from his local haunt, the Seaside Inn, and everybody the bar was packed with people, and we did a live show from there, and they were all fans of the show. So it was a little overwhelming right now how
things are
progressing with the show. And we're very thankful to our fans, and it's great. And we're having so much fun.
Yeah.
Just doing what we love doing. Riding, going to the events.
Talking to people, hearing stories. That's, you know.
Like you're doing.
The human connection. I mean, I know we're on two wheels. Yeah. We're on two wheels, but it's the human connection. I mean, just before we pulled up, and these little kids, there must have been like, I don't know, 15 kids in this. That's the funny thing, like these cars down here. You know, normally it's a 5 to 6 person vehicle. No, there's like 15 people in this one car.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, they were just breaking down their camp, and they saw us pull up with the bikes, and they crowded us, and they had all sorts of questions. They were so cute. And Paul pulled out the drone, and they were waving at the drone, and they were like, oh, they had never seen a drone. They were just curious. They were so cute. And they kept trying to speak to Paul in Spanish. And, of course, he's like, yo no entiendo, no hablo. So the kids were so cute. And but that's the thing. Like, you get to share and you get to be with people that you would not be with. And you know, just touch them and have them touch you back. That's the thing, you know. And we're all the same down deep, you know. We all bleed red, so it's awesome.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. It is. That's true. We all do bleed red. So and keeping like-minded people in your social circle and just visiting other people in different states and, in your case, different countries, kind of appreciate what you have back home.
You're breaking down stereotype and walls and things that people automatically think of other cultures, and it's really not true. You know, a lot of the stuff is just hype, and
it is.
But so we're enjoying our time. Yeah, the Mexican people are awesome. We haven't had a bad experience yet. We had one guy kind of walk up to our bike, and he, you know, looked like he was gonna, and then he all of a sudden he realized Paul was sitting down on the ground next to the bike, and he pretty much booked out of there pretty quick. But that was the only time. You know, there's always a bad apple in a bunch.
Oh, yeah. Always, even in our neck of the woods too. Same thing.
Oh yeah.
But
oh,
we,
yeah.
Know, we all
absolutely
we all got each other's back, and that's the bottom line. So
where are you off to next? Yeah. Where's your next stop?
We're going to be going to Veracruz because, remember, the Day of the Dead, we want to be there.
November
2nd. And then we're going to head towards the Yucatan. We want to go see Chichen Itza, which is another big pyramid or, you know, ruins. So after that, we're going to head to Guatemala. So hopefully we'll be in Guatemala within the next 2 weeks. Yeah. So.
Now, in the Yucatan, that's the Aztec, right? Is that area in the Yucatan Peninsula, those pyramids?
It's Mayan.
It is Mayan. Okay. I sucked at school.
Yeah, that's over by Cancun. Mm-hmm. It's over by Cancun.
Okay.
So, yeah, in that area. So, yeah.
That's going to be a religious experience for you. So.
It's going to be awesome. Yeah, I mean, just these pyramids here were so spectacular. I can't even imagine if, you know, the Chichen Itza are more popular. So, mm-hmm. But if folks are over by Mexico City, definitely go check out the ones that we just saw. They're called, there's a specific name, which I can't remember right now, but it's the Mexican Pyramids is what they call it.
Okay.
Yeah, so
excellent.
Go check it out.
And, Pyramid of the Sun and the Moon, yeah.
For all your videos, Mike Lawman, because we're getting ready to call him, he was asking, because we're friends with you on a personal level, but if you guys can make your videos public, then we can share them more and share them to everybody. And that'll increase your views. Yeah, no, for some reason.
I thought they were public.
Michael can't get to it. I dropped the link to the video on our feed because I wanted everybody to see it. But apparently it's not. Let me just look again. It's not. It's friends only. It's got friends only.
Okay.
So if your stuff I've seen, you've posted public. Just make sure that when you make the post that
Paul's
it's...
Paul's changes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So ask Paul if he could please change that video
change
of you washing your clothes to... he could do it through his phone.
Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, because people want to see you washing your clothes.
In a Mexican river. Wash my underwear.
In the Mexican river.
There you go. Hey, why
not? Why not?
Hey.
That's so funny. Awesome. Yeah, once we're off the phone with you, I'll have Paul check his status and change that to public. Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah, that would be great.
All
on any of the videos so we can keep sharing them. Oh, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
We got time.
Awesome.
I got an hour left, but it's so good that you called, Ida.
Yes.
Do what you have to do.
No,
I know you got to prep your
no
camp.
No worries.
Rock that shit.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later.
Life Unloaded. Love you too. Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye.
I just love how they call in.
Yes. That's awesome.
Ida and Paul, it's great. And Michael Allman, thank you. If you want to call him, you can call him now.
Oh, you watch me
for letting us know that Paul's video was for friends only. They're going to change that status. So the link that I have on there, when you guys click on it, you'll be able to see it. It's just so beautiful. Everything that they...
See that water?
The water was crystal clear.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to give Michael Allman a call.
Yeah, he's ready.
He wanted to call in last week, but he couldn't because he has a little story he wants to talk about you.
What do you want to talk about me for? I did nothing. What happens in Daytona stays in Daytona, Michael Allman. Uh-oh, I'm in trouble.